We'll talk shortly about solar panels. And I'm really keen to find out, if you've got solar panels on your roof, does it mean you're saving money? Because it used to be quite a fad, quite a, perhaps a green campaign. Now I just think we just want to save money. So if you've got solar panels, have you seen your bill? You're doing the right thing, but does it also mean your bills are far more reasonable than if you haven't got those things up on your roof? 08081 00 88 00. And I'll tell you why I'm asking the question, because there is a story here about whether we should put more solar panels on rooftops and car parks in Buckinghamshire. Now, the campaign to protect rural England says, yeah, we should. They produced a report that suggests 96 hectares of rooftop space on commercial and public buildings across the county could be converted to make way for this renewable energy source. Paula Buck is chair of Buck CPRE. Paula, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Paula, welcome to the programme. Nice to be with us. Why are you so keen for so much space across Buckinghamshire to be used for the installation of solar panels?
Right. Well, a piece of research has been done nationally by University College London for CPRE, looking at the potential, and particularly the commercial argument for actually using rooftops for solar power, as well as, and instead of, a lot of farmland. So we're going to need to increase the amount of renewables we produce. And they've done a piece of research on rooftops and actually found there's huge potential across the country, including Buckinghamshire, for putting solar on roofs. The most cost-effective roofs to do that would be the very large ones. So if you think about all the big warehouses we've got, supermarkets, schools, hospitals, often large flat roofs, if they have solar power on, it would be a very effective and very unobtrusive way of producing renewables. The other potential area, which is actually being done quite a lot in Europe, is actually building solar screening over car parks. So rather than all our sort of flat car parks, if you actually put a trellis over the top of them, and use that for solar panels, that also could create a huge amount of power that actually went into local facilities or eventually back to the national grid. So they're saving it all. Existing, putting solar panels onto existing residential is much harder. Retrofitting anything is a bit difficult. So the campaign we were really pushing for is around new builds. So in new houses, new commercial properties, certainly new warehouses, that part of the planning and the building of those should integrate solar panels into their roofs.
Paula, you've produced this report which suggests 96 hectares of rooftop space in Buckinghamshire could be used. Have you been able to work out how much energy could be produced if that figure was achieved?
I'm sure we have, but I haven't got the figure. So that's research we've done inside. But we've compared that with the, it would supply thousands of homes. We've compared that with the 273 hectares of agricultural land where planning permission has been applied for to put solar farms on farmland. So, you know, there's almost sort of half the requirement of the farmland could be met by using the rooftops, and that would leave the farmland for producing food.
So why aren't we installing these sort of solar panels on big bills? I mean, I think there was a story last week in Spain. There was one day last week where Spain, all the energy in Spain was produced by renewable energy. And it's a huge amount of energy, but they've done it.
I know. So the question is, why aren't we? The NASTA report is called Shout from the Rooftops, and its subtitle is Delivering a Common Sense Approach to Solar Revolution. It just is common sense to do it. We need the will on all sides, from central government, from local government, from commercial organisations, to actually make it happen. And one of the things we're written to the Buckinghamshire Council for is, you know, could we have a policy from them for solar deployment? How can they encourage this to actually happen. I was on the launch call this morning for the National Report, and there was somebody there from the Warehouse Association, and actually nationally, only 5% of what they describe as the big sheds, the massive warehouses,
yeah, we've seen
only
them.
5% of them have solar on their roofs.
Is it about money? I mean, is it an expensive installation process?
Well, I think it is obviously, it is more costly than not doing it. It isn't as expensive if it's done at the same time as build. Retrofitting is always difficult. Technology's changing. Solar panels are becoming thinner and lighter. So, you know, if you think what some of these huge buildings with huge roof spans, you can't put a huge amount of additional weight on them or the buildings would collapse. But technology is developing. And if there's demand for technology to develop, then it can do so. One of the things we were talking about also this morning was around the horticultural industry and glass houses. You can now get very thin solar film that can go over some of the, you know, glass houses, still allow light in, but could actually generate power to help heat them. You know, so there's a huge amount of innovation there. It's just a question of joining it all up to actually make it happen.
Can I ask you, Paula?
And to have the sort of public will behind it to do it.
Can I ask you, why then is there this slow progress towards this? Because clearly the technology works. I mean, the systems are lighter, more efficient, they produce energy. So why aren't we, because we know what's happening to the planet, why aren't we racing ahead with this?
Good question. And unfortunately, we're being left behind. Some other countries are racing ahead more. I think, again, it's one of those things, if we can build it into some systems, if we can build it into the planning process, you know, if we can actually make a requirement for it to happen, then it tends to progress much quicker. If it's an option, you know, you can do this or you don't do this, people often take the easier or the slightly cheaper option. But I think, you know, I think that, again, this winter with the fuel prices have shown, the demand for people now buying new houses, for those to be energy efficient, to, you know, have solar panels, it's much more up everybody's agenda now. Let's make this happen.
And Paula, you're the chair of the Bucks campaign to protect rural England. Can it be done? If we do find the will and the money, can it be done in a way that we have these installations at the building level and it looks in keeping with the architecture without it looking sort of as if it stands out, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it can be done. Again, there's all sorts of different designs now of panels, the big sort of, you know, shiny grey things that were all over the place. I think it can be much more tastefully done. Remember, a lot of these big buildings, we don't even see the roofs. You know, they're up there, they're hidden, so it wouldn't be visually offensive in any sort of way. And it can be done to incorporate into sort of architecture and the roof line rather than just sort of sat on the top. So on new build houses, they can be actually put on much more discreetly, you know, so they look the part, really.
Paula, I'm sure we'll talk soon. Wish you well. Paula Buck, the chair of Buck CPRE. They've published this report that suggests 96 hectares of rooftop space on commercial and public buildings across the county of Buckinghamshire could be converted to make way for this renewable energy source.